With the double-digit lead over her Democrat challenger, Bondi got 55% of the vote to Sheldon's 42%. And following her victory speech, she spoke to reporters in Tampa about her win.
I'm just blessed to have four more years to keep fighting for the citizens of Florida, and I'm going to do it with every breath I have and as much energy as we did the first 4 years.
Earlier in the day, Sheldon remained optimistic about his chances of winning, even joking with Tallahassee reporters about them potentially writing about an upset victory.
Well, hopefully I'll give you something to report tonight.
But about 2 hours after the polls officially closed, Sheldon announced to his supporters he'd conceded defeat to the Republican incumbent, adding he looks forward to working with her in the future.
Thank you all for coming out. I have just called Pam Bondi. We had she was very gracious. I complimented on her on her victory here tonight.
Meanwhile, one more candidate conceded the loss in the Ford Attorney General's race, lesser-known libertarian Bill Wulcifer, who took 3% of the vote. But he remained upbeat.
Well, I actually feel really good about it. I mean, I'm disappointed in the results. I'm not disappointed in my campaign because we did a fantastic job. Now, 3% is 600% over what Gary Johnson did in 2012 in Florida. He got 0.5%. So if we continue on that path, we'll go from 0.5 to 3 to 6 to 9 to 12, and we'll start competing with these major parties. Libertarian Party's here to stay.
Throughout his campaign, Wulcifer spoke mainly of the medical marijuana issue and his ongoing efforts to legalize marijuana. Meanwhile, Bondi made human trafficking and her efforts to combat prescription drug abuse main focuses of her campaign. And trying to draw contrast between himself and Bondi, Sheldon talked a lot about health care and ending Florida's gay marriage ban. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.